We're going to expand our conversation now to the plight of the fixed base operator, a small business owner who is juggling finance and technology and regulation and economics. And in the end, you know, he hopes to both promote general aviation and make a living for himself and the operations and technical specialists that it takes to keep those all flying. But if they, that is the pilots, are not doing enough flying, it's a fundamental problem. And Rod Rakic is one of the co-founders behind OpenAirplane.com, a new business concept that's intended to make renting an airplane as easy as renting a car. Rod is a private pilot, a volunteer with Civil Air Patrol, and his day job is directing online market channels for a large brick-and-mortar retailer, so he knows a little bit about online commerce, I would say. Rod, welcome. Thanks for coming by.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks for having me.
And, you know, one of the reasons that I wanted to talk to you is that in preparing to do OpenAirplane.com, you did market research on the circumstances of the FBO. And, of course, Michael was just talking about the goods and the bads of that experience. So what did you learn about the circumstances under which FBOs operate and into which OpenAirplane.com is being provided as an option?
Mike, it's tough out there. So the FAA tells us that piston engine flying hours are going down 3% year over year. Pilots are flying less. They're flying less often. If you've got a business that's supporting the activity of flight, it's a really tough market. We're finding that FBOs and flight schools really are not seeing opportunities to be buying more airplanes, flying more flight hours, buying more gas and employing more mechanics to do more overhauls and oil changes. And so those are negative trends at a macroeconomic level. And you know, that bottom line is we're in an industry that's shrinking. And so when we looked at that, we said, well, we're very passionate about flying and about private aviation. We kind of look at the difference between private aviation and biz av, general aviation being anything that isn't military or commercial. And we said, how can we have a measurable impact on the future of private aviation? And how can we reverse the trend? And the only thing that can save aviation is aviating. So we built a business around the idea that we could create incremental flight hours. We could create a significant amount in hundreds of thousands of flight hours per year to add back into the economy and reverse that negative trend we're seeing in the industry. Because we know that the FBOs are looking to be profitable businesses. We know that an airplane that flies more hours is more profitable. It's less expensive to maintain. And we know that what we need to do is reduce the hassle and the expense of flying for most of the pilots out there so they'll go out and they'll fly more hours.
So, Michael, when you were visiting FBOs, did you see evidence of this? And the fact that it is a lot of work sometimes to kind of get through the tasks that you need to get through with an FBO?
Oh, absolutely. FBOs oddly seem like they're not set up for aviators. You know, and it seems contradictory, but sometimes just the ease of finding someone to park the aircraft is difficult in itself. I give some speeches to FBO managers and their staff, and I always tell them, you can tell the quality of an FBO before you even park your aircraft. As soon as I turn around and see that FBO, I know what that experience is going to be.
What are you looking for?
I'm looking for someone standing out to help us get parked, to help us help facilitate whatever we need. I also look
whether
at outside.
Whether or not you have called ahead and told them that you're trying to set a world record today, help me, please.
Which, yeah, even on that crazy adventure, we didn't always have someone standing outside, and we're really scrambling then. I'm also looking for condition of the facility itself, because that's a direct reflection on what you're going to see. And it's not to say that some of these very pristine palace-looking FBOs are going to be your best experience. Sometimes, by far, they're your worst.
Yeah. Probably everybody's story about the favorite loner car is probably not the newest loner car, right? It's the one with the most character.
Yeah, that's maybe. Right. The one that bounces the most.
Yeah. So, Rod, when you're talking to FBOs about this option, What are the characteristics that, you're finding where, the operator's going, you know, I could see that working in my circumstances, or I don't think this is going to work. You know, there's probably a difference of response there.
Yeah, about 80% of the operators, because, you know, you've got flight schools, you've got FBOs, and then you've got flight schools that are FBOs or vice versa. So we just kind of call them operators in general. And the folks we talk to, first of all, we've gotten a great response. 80% of the time when we call up an operator and we say, we have a standardized checkout that is recognized by your insurance carrier that could bring pilots from all over the country to your business and help you fly more hours every month, they're interested. And we're looking for the best operators in the business, because that's what, you know, the pilots are looking for. 20% of the time, I get the get off my lawn speech.
It's not just no thank you, it's get off my lawn.
It's you know, that was done before, and in the 70s we did it, and, you know, it didn't work. And you know what? There's two things that can make open airplane a success, both in terms of creating massive amounts of flight time and more profitable airplanes for the operators, and make flying, easier, simpler, less hassle, ultimately safer in a significant way for the pilots, is that we have two things going for us today in 2012. We have technology. We have, everyone's got a smartphone in their pocket. We've got broadband internet in, you know, in some cases in the aircraft. We've got it in every FBO. At least, you know, Wi-Fi used to be a special thing. Now it's like air conditioning, right?
Yeah.
So we have the technology to make this go where we didn't have that before. And then we have the desperation on the part of a lot of the folks in the industry who are quite honestly tired of having to sell off their airplanes, tired of having to lay off their teams, tired of having, you know, this year's numbers look worse than last year's numbers. And they're looking for a solution. We think we've got one.
Well, it seems to me with the financing so hard to find, I mean, this is the way we approach it in other industries, right? When financing becomes difficult, rent increases. Rental opportunities increase. That just makes sense.
And that's the big idea behind Open Airplane. We look at this on across the economy, across our culture. That, you know, in the United States and across the world, there's a cultural shift where access is becoming more important than ownership.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You look at young folks are buying cars less often. They're buying houses in fewer numbers. They'd rather rent. They'd rather not own a car and, you know, maybe use a company like Zipcar when they need it, or they, you know, they use a rental car. And so the idea that you have to own something in order to get the good of it is something that folks are getting, you know, away from. Part of that is being driven by the economy. You know, it's tough out there.
Yeah.
Part of that is just being driven by the fact that you have now the enabler in technology to make, you know, having access to a car, even though you don't own it,
yeah,
having a place to stay, even though it's not a hotel, Airbnb being a great example of that. It's an inspiration to us, right? And then finally, having access to an airplane anywhere you go without the hassle and expense of, you know, a couple hundred dollars and half a day of effort for a local checkout. Just being able to, you know, get off that commercial flight, walk into the FBO, be handed the keys and clipper and go fly, right? We would never be able to justify having the kid from behind the counter at Enterprise hop in the car, ride around with us in the parking lot three times, and then maybe have us demonstrate that we can parallel park before they give us the keys. But in aviation, that's okay. Well, we think it's not okay, and we need to have a customer-centric idea where we focus on a user experience that makes flying viable again. Make it a business tool. Make it a viable option when you're on vacation, right? The money that Open Airplane will generate for the industry doesn't come from the flying club or the owner not owning anymore. It's incremental.
Yeah.
Right? Because that money is now being spent, but it's being spent at the local zoo and the movie theater. All the other things I could be doing, because flying is just too hard. We did some surveys back in September. 96% of pilots surveyed said they'd use a service like this if flying away from home could just be simpler and a better experience.
So, Michael, transpose or overlay this scenario that Rob has described onto some of the FBOs that you visited. tell me what you think. Do you see some of them kind of fitting into this model?
Beyond a doubt, absolutely, absolutely. FBOs have to be willing to cater to what the customer wants,
yeah.
which is a general rule for any business
well,
right
sure.
now.
Yeah.
And there, I mean, I could list dozens that would jump at this opportunity that I could personally recommend because of the experience that we've had.
Yeah.
So it's not to say that all the FBOs are not willing to do this.
Right.
There's a lot that have to, everyone involved in aviation right now has to be willing to think outside the box. The way it was isn't the way it is anymore.
Yeah, that's a great summary.
You mm-hmm. know, at this show too, I'm hearing more owners saying that they're interested in leasing their planes. Never heard that before. That makes it kind of even more interesting for
yeah.
the FBOs because they don't even have to own the planes. The owners will lease them.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of people were really inspired, you know, Zipcar, Airbnb, all these really newfangled sort of dot-com 2.0 kinds of businesses that got a lot of excitement, got a lot of funding, and ultimately proven to be successful. When I first heard of Zipcar, I thought, oh, that's cool. They're finally getting to what we've been doing in aviation for years. We've had leasebacks forever. Now, who knew that aviation was really on the bleeding edge of economic theory all this time?
Rod Rakic with OpenAirplane.com, thank you. And Mike and Michelle Combs with Flight for the Human Spirit, thanks so much for coming in for our little dinner conversation this afternoon.